A draft of the document decision concludes that testing of Red Butte Creek shows that any traces of remaining oil are not a threat to human health or to the environment.
The testing of the water and the sediments has shown us that the creek has pretty well reached kind of a steady state. We don't see reductions. We see the Red Butte Creek numbers pretty consistent with what we might expect in an urban creek.
John Whitehead, Assistant Director for the Utah Division of Water Quality, says this means that formal cleanup activities at the creek can come to an end, but that Chevron is still on the hook for any further cleanup if more contamination is found in the future.
We're going to require Chevron to continue to monitor for another couple of years the water, the sediment, and the macro invertebrates to just make sure that we're not seeing any changes, that things stay down at the levels that we're seeing right now.
Whitehead says Chevron will also be required to complete ongoing repairs, including those to riparian areas along the creek. However, Zach Frankel, executive director of the Utah Rivers Council, calls any claim that the cleanup is complete, quote, ludicrous.
I mean, if I poured a quart of oil in your backyard, you couldn't just hose it down to get rid of it. You'd have to physically remove the soil and drag it away because the oil is going to cake on to all the things it touches. So just because they claim that they flushed it out of the system doesn't mean it's true.
Frankel says oil that remains in the creek bed will slowly make its way into groundwater and will once again become a health hazard.
We anticipate that through precipitation events, dumping oil into the creek bed from where it currently resides now along rocks and vegetation and soil along the creek bed, that eventually Liberty Park will contain sediments of oil again.
But Whitehead says the division has tested for oil along the creek's banks and hasn't found any evidence of a problem.
We've had high flow events that would have scoured and addressed some of this oil that might have been residual on the banks and such. And so I think we've pretty well answered that question in our mind.
A comment period on the draft decision document opens Friday and runs through December 10th. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Eric Ray for Utah Public Radio.